Blog Talk Radio. good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. Excuse me. Excuse me. It is my pleasure and my delight to be with you tonight. I am so excited to be here in the new year. I want to say Happy New Year to everyone. I am experiencing a little technical difficulty tonight with the show, and I don't know if it's something new that they're doing at Blog Talk Radio, but there is a prompt to you there, but we're going to go on with the show anyway because I know that I have a little bit that I want to talk to you about tonight. And I won't be with you long because I know people are still celebrating the new year. But thank you so much for tuning into the show, for being with me in 2013. It meant a lot to me. I am so thrilled at all of the people that actually stay in touch with me, that contact me, who love the show, who continue to support me, and then give me feedback. So I am here because I love what I do, and I am just thrilled that I get the opportunity to do what I love. If this is your first time listening to the show, thank you so much. I have a little tickle in my nose tonight, so I don't know where that's coming from, but please forgive me for that. But the show must go on because, of course, it's live, so I can't run in another room and sneeze, but I know that the weather is changing. It's a little rainy in Virginia Beach tonight, but that's okay. We're going to get through this and come to a great show and start the year off right on the right foot, and that's what I wanted to do tonight. I did not want to miss the show. And even though the system was not doing what it was supposed to do, but it's okay. I'm going to just continue on, and I hope that you enjoy the show tonight. So it is 2014, and some people make resolutions. Some people don't do that anymore. Some people write down their plans and goals, and we talk about that a lot on the show, about writing down what you want to do and where you want to go. But before we go any further, I just want to say to everyone, again, thank you so much for all your support throughout all the years. I've actually been on Blog Talk Radio since 2008. It has been a fabulous, fabulous journey. I've had some wonderful, wonderful guests. And I wanted to come tonight to kind of share what Issues Concerning Women was all about. For those of you who have not been following the show but have heard about it and possibly are interested in connecting with me after the show, getting to know more about Issues Concerning Women and what we're actually doing in Hampton Roads. I love, again, love what I do. I can't stress that enough. And the fantastic thing about it is so rewarding to actually do that. I find that being the CEO of Issues Concerning Women, it gives me the opportunity to diversify my skills to follow my dreams and my passions, and to then in return incorporate all the things that I do and help others build their businesses. One of the fantastic things about Issues Concerning Women is that we're able to connect to businesses, to organizations, to nonprofits, and then we get to do it over and over and over again. One of the fabulous things about Issues Concerning Women is that I get to speak publicly about women's issues, about empowering women, about what fascinates me about being in this day and time and in such a time as this. I know that we have developed many programs throughout the years, and I am just so excited that it continues to grow and prosper and lets me know that I am blessed to be able to do exactly what I want to do. I also know that in starting anything, you continue to, you work at it, you want to know that you're making a difference, you want to be in always to be in learning. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And you want to know how you can do that and still be authentic and be your best self. One of the things that we do, Issues Concerning Women, is we look at the situations that are going on in the world, and we just know that we're maybe one or two, and sometimes three or four just join together to try to help change the situation. And we know just by making a decision to do that, that we can change lives, we can help others do what they want to do. We want to empower women and their families to live their best lives. I know that it has not been an easy journey for some of us to be able to just stand up and do what we want to do, and that's how I know that I'm blessed. And knowing how to move forward and be a positive influence in the lives of so many people that I meet. The other fantastic thing about Issues Concerning Women is when I get to go out and speak to organizations and women's programs, churches, whatever they may be, and I to be who I am. And I'm not sure sometimes what I'm supposed to do or what is expected of me. All I know is that what I feel on the inside of me, how I feel that I can make a difference in one person's life, that I've done the job that I'm supposed to do. I find myself so many times in awe at all the things that have been presented to me just in a short period of time. And a quick overview of 2013, and I don't want to dwell on that too much, but so many things happened. And I know 2013 is gone forever, never to come again. I know that some of the things will be memories that will be etched in my mind and my heart forever. Some of the pain will turn into a testimony. That some of the tribulations will be a triumphant moment that I can share with someone, that I can make a difference in someone's life. I had a fantastic opportunity of being presented with the Beacon Award by the Urban League for 2013 and other awards, and I don't want to dwell on that, but the thing is that what I wanted to say about that is when you're doing what you love to do and then other folks start to recognize what you're doing, that you are making a difference, that's what makes it all worth all the years that you put in, all the times that you spent doing what you love to do. And then I look at how blessed I am that I can continue to do it going right into the new year, to 2014. Just being here on this radio show tonight is living proof that 2013, we talked about living the dream. 2014, we want to build on that dream. We want to make sure that we're moving in the right direction, that we're going to the next level, that we're reaching higher for things that are unreachable. We want to reach those stars, and we may not reach every one of them, but we want the opportunity to be able to do so. And even when little glitches happen, like the show tonight not saying that I'm actually on the air, but I know that I am because the line is open and I'm using it, but I don't stop and I won't be shut down. I have to keep going. I have to know that, you know what, no matter what is going on, I have to build that positive image that I want to continue on into the new year. And things are going to happen. Radio programs are going to shut down, and the internet is going to be down at times, and we won't be able to get through the broadcast. And I find that it happens oftentimes when you have the greatest intentions of having the most fabulous show. But if I were to let this stop me from doing what I wanted to do, then I would be no different. All the other people that say they want to do something and they just never do it. They promise that they're going to make a change and they'll make a resolution and they just don't keep on. I'm not beating anybody up for that. We should have dreams and hopes and ambitions, and then we should also know that they should be realistic, they should be reachable, and then we should shoot for those unreachable stars. We should reach for those plateaus that somebody said that we weren't able to manifest. I was talking to a good dear friend of mine, Dr. Hayward Horton. He has a new radio show coming out, and it started last Saturday, The Entrepreneurship Revolution. So I want to let you know about his show on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. He has a positive message, and he is ready to bring forth information about starting your own business and being the best CEO that you can be. And that's what it's all about. It's about looking at where you are, connecting to with other people that can help you, and then you turn right around and help somebody else. I have fabulous, fabulous associates that I work with, dear friends that have my back, that are there for me through thick and thin, and we have made it through another year, and we're going into, right, we're keeping steadfast right into 2014. We're not going to let anything stop us, not even a glitch is going to stop us, because we know that once we stop, then we probably won't move. You get stuck in a rut, and we don't want to do that. Going into this new year, we want to be on top of our game. We want to be ready and able to do the things that we have positioned ourselves to do. Do what has been ordained for us. Walk in our power, not letting anything or anyone stop us. I have the awesome opportunity to talk to great people every single day, and they don't even know that they're great. They have so much wisdom and so much knowledge, and when we're sharing with each other, we actually get to piggyback off of each other. We get to learn from one another. We get to support each other, and that's what Issues Concerning Women is all about. It's about being there, being self-determined, being empowering to somebody else, empowering my own mind, my own ability to move forward and to see where there is a need in the community for what I do. I also love that I get to outline and control my own destiny. I know that has been already written. All I have to do is walk in it. And I get to choose to do that. I get to choose to walk in everything that has already been ordained for me. And that's a powerful feeling. And not that I want to be the most powerful woman in the world. No, I just want to be able to be myself, to know who I am, to feel that I am doing the right thing and to make good decisions. The other thing that I want to talk about tonight is some of our programs that we offer at Issues Concerning Women. We offer counseling and coaching. We have books, and even if whether it's my book or somebody else's book, I go out a lot and I do research, and I find these fascinating books and articles that can help empower women and their families, and I share them with you. We're going to be doing more of that this year. I'm actually active in a book club this year, and I'm looking forward to all of the things that we'll be doing in that book club. I'm a member of the United Way Women's Organization. I just joined that last year, a few months ago. A member of the Urban League of Guild of Hampton Roads Sisters Network. And these are all the organizations that I am a part of, and why. And it's a lot, yes, but I also know that when much is given, much is required. And if I can take a few hours out of my schedule and do something that can help somebody else, then I'm all for it. The other thing that I wanted to tell you about tonight was our upcoming financial workshop. It's going to start January the 16th. It's going to be held at 5606A Virginia Beach Boulevard, Suite 201 in Virginia Beach, as we are hosted by Issues Concerning Women and Greater Thy Faith Ministries. Now, what this does is gives individuals the opportunity to come and sit down and talk about their finances, learn about budgeting. It is hosted by Bank On and the City of Virginia Beach, and there's an awesome program that is being sponsored. So if you want to go to my Facebook page, you can do that tonight and find out more about it. And it's just Francine Humphrey on Facebook, and go to the events, or just go to the events and look for January the 16th. January the 16th. And there you're going to find all the information that you need to register for this awesome program. I ask that you do that. And the program may not be for you, but you can find somebody else that you can help and just doing small things like that, sharing information, sending out a flyer, giving somebody some encouragement for 2014, that's what it's all about. Starting off on the right foot, being able to be who you are and still be able to reach out and help someone else. That's what gives you power. And then once you have power, you can empower another sister or brother or another family. We want you to learn about business and about finance, how to make it through this tough economy. Don't think for 1 minute and don't be fooled that everything is going to be a bed of roses in 2014. No, it's not. There's still going to be some ups and downs and some low points. We know that December, the last weekend in December, they cut some of the unemployment benefits. We know that more people are going to be out looking for jobs. And, you know, it's a two-edged sword. If you have been looking for a job for 6 months and you can't find one, and then they cut your benefits, what are you supposed to do? You're going to be out there looking for jobs and taking jobs that you wouldn't ordinarily take because you don't have any income. But I tell you, I want you to stay encouraged. I want you to be looking around. I'm going to be coming to you the rest of the month with tips and other things that you can do to build your resumes, that you can look at your career, see where you are, if you need to take classes and you're thinking about going back to school. Any of those things that are pressing on your mind, you need to write them down. And they don't have to be a resolution. They can just be your plan for 2014. That way you don't feel like you are putting pressure on yourself, because I know that a lot of you can resonate with that. When you put down that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it in 6 weeks, and then you don't do it, and then you beat yourself up for it. But don't do that. Put your plan in action. Follow your plan. Make adjustments that you need to make. Be who you are. Be authentic to yourself, because you can lie to me all day, but you can't lie to yourself. Know what you want. Know what you want to reach for. Know the changes that you need to make. I'm so excited to be with you tonight. The show is about to come to an end. I just am thrilled that I had the opportunity to be with you once again with Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to give you more tips and more information. We're going to have guests coming throughout the year. Sometimes I have a guest, and if you've been following my show, you know that I do. But then there are other times that I just need to get on and share things with you from my heart. And that's what I did tonight. I didn't have a set program. I just knew that I needed to be on here the first week of the new year to say that, hey, guys, I'm still here. I'm still hanging in there, and I want you to do the same thing, too. We can't worry about yesterday. It's gone forever, and we don't know what tomorrow brings. But we do know that today is an awesome day, a day to empower ourselves, to empower somebody else, to look at where we are, to not dwell on what the shoulda, coulda, wouldas would be, but to know that you have the opportunity to make a change. If you would like to speak to me after this show, you can do so by calling me at 757-76734 or send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com or go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds, ISSUESCONCERNINGWOMEN.com, issuesconcerningwomen.com. I am excited about the new year. I'm looking forward to all the wonderful things that are going to happen. I look forward to being able to spend time with you, to talk to you, to let you see who I am, and to learn more about you. Because, see, the show is really not about me. It's about some of the things that I do and what I do. But it's also about who I can connect with. What business can I align myself with? What college can I promote? What nonprofit organization has a great program that you should know about? That's what Issues Concerning Women is all about, building that bridge from the business, the career, the nonprofits to the clients, and vice versa, making sure that the information is there, that you have what you need to succeed, to not measure your level of success, because I have no measuring stick to do that. Only you can do that. But I do know that this is an awesome time to be here. I am so thankful for all of you that have continued to support me. I hope that you have enjoyed the show tonight. It was kind of, a show that I wanted to be authentic. I didn't have a script. I wanted to come to you in my true voice. And as you can see, it's a little shaky tonight. The weather is changing again, but I'm still here and I'm still able to do what I need to do. So I'm going to get off the line tonight. I'm going to get me some hot tea. I'm going to wrap up real good and as I prepare for tomorrow. But you know, it has been an awesome time that I've spent with you, and I look forward to being back with you next week. So have a wonderful evening. Good night. God bless. Happy New Year to everyone. I am so, so happy to be with you, and I will talk to you next Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We have been on the air since 2008, and we want to stay with you as long as we are allowed to do so. As long as the airwaves will accept us, we will be here. I am looking forward to all of the wonderful things that you're going to share with me throughout the year and the wonderful progress that you've made and the things that are going to help somebody else. So take care. I'll be back next week, and I'll see you then. Thanks so much. Have a good night. Bye-bye.